Larry Fitzgerald, first round, 2004, University of Pittsburgh. I got invited to the draft in 2004, and you know, I just wanted to spend it with my loved ones and everybody that's been around me and with me since day one. So I ended up going to Chicago. We spent our time down into Chicago Hilton, right there on Lake Michigan. And we had about 150 people there from family. People come from Minnesota, people came from Pittsburgh, a lot of people came from Chicago. And it was a really fun day, a lot of food and drinks, and we just spent a lot of quality time together. You know, it seemed like it took forever. Even though I went in third pick, it just seemed like it took a long time, a lot of suspense. You know, I actually never even got a visit to the Cardinals. I only took one visit when I came out of school. That was the San Diego Chargers. And after they picked number one, I talked to Mike Lombardi on the phone. He was a Raiders general manager at that time, and he actually went to Valley Forge Military Academy, my same school, so we had talked previously. And so I initially thought I was going to go number two to Oakland, but they decided on taking Robert Gallery, and then Dennis Green and Rod Graves drafted me here to the Arizona Cardinals. I remember vividly, I was on the phone, and my dad was right there with me and my brother, and then we just all kind of had a big embrace, and it was one of those moments that I'll never forget in my life. It was a special time, and all the family was there, and everybody, you know, we had a big cheer. And I got the phone call first before it actually announced on the big screen. So me and my dad and my brother were all kind of in the corner when I was on the phone, and then I heard the Cardinals put the pick in, and then I heard everybody else out there cheering, and it was an awesome experience. But it was a lot of work, you know, just coming from, you know, Pop Warner through high school, doing it in college. It was a lot of work. And you know, I just thought about all the people that helped me along the way, from my coaches and the teachers in the classroom, and my parents and my mom and dad's friends from around the time, babysitting us, taking us to football practice, and just so many people that were involved in it. And, you know, it just made you thankful and appreciative of the hard work that people around me put in to help me live and accomplish my dreams. I'm Larry Fitzgerald, and that's my draft story.